This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And Victoria's back. I want to hear all about her vacation, her little staycation in her home state of New York. Dougie is out. He'll be back in, well, in a few hours. He's, truth be told, on the West Coast, apparently. I'm on the West Coast all the time. Apparently, Victoria, he just maybe doesn't have that backbone to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Could that be it?
I'm wondering what's going on, because normally that's like he wears that like a badge of honor.
I know, right?
Wherever he is in the world, you know, he's up at the same time to start the show, but I don't know.
Well, before we jump into night number two of the DNC, and we'll talk about some of the hits and misses, tell us about your trip. You went upstate, right?
Upstate New York, yeah. It was really nice to get away and just to get out of New Jersey and this incredibly crowded beach community that we live in, where no one wears a mask and people apparently are unaware that there's a pandemic. So it was really nice to be back in New York, and it was just really relaxing and upstate. We were basically about 20 minutes south of Woodstock, so it was really nice and much needed. Too short, as always, as all vacations are, but yeah, it was great. But happy to be back with you.
It looked really cute. That little rental that you had looked really, really cute. And you had chickens with leg warmers, which are my favorite.
I know. We had these hens. We were on this property that was just this gorgeous property. And they have hens that they just wander around all day long. And they're really friendly. Like, when you pull in with the car, they, like, all run over in a flock to greet you. And some of the little fluffy chickens, I've never seen them look that way. Not that I know much about chickens, but there were some really cute, fluffy little hens, and it totally looked like they had leg warmers on. So they were like little 80s hens. But it was very cute.
Well, we missed you, but I'm glad you had a really good time. Sometimes it's nice just to, even, I know it's short, and you probably needed a week, or, gosh, this year we probably all need about 2 weeks.
We should have done a week.
But it is really nice just to get a change of scenery. I mean, I think so many of us have just been kind of locked inside, and any plans that we had for vacations really got ruined. So. Yeah. It's kind of nice to be able to just have a change of scenery. I think it really matters. It's good for your mind, for sure.
Yeah, totally. And it's the first time that we've been in a restaurant in, I was going to say years. It feels like years. It's been, you know, since the beginning of March. We haven't been in a restaurant, and there's no indoor dining in New Jersey yet. So, because New Jersey had such a, you know, we were making good progress, and then people just acted like idiots, and they're not wearing masks, they're not social distancing, so the governor pulled the plug 2 days before indoor dining was supposed to open. So, in New York, they're so far ahead of us at this point, everyone takes it seriously. I can't even tell you how refreshing it was. We would walk, like, to the edge of the property. You know, we would take the dogs. We had our dogs with us. So when the first day that we went out on Saturday morning for a walk with the dogs, everyone who was also walking their dogs, nowhere, you know, they weren't crossing paths with anyone else, but everyone was wearing a mask. Everyone was just being so responsible. And that's why the curve has been flattened so much in New York. We were actually able to go to two different restaurants and sit inside, which normally in March, that would be a ridiculous statement to make. But at the beginning of March, that's the last time that we went and sat inside of a restaurant. And it's only because people in New York are taking it seriously and doing all the right steps, we were able to have two incredible experiences inside a restaurant, and it was so nice. You feel human again, you know, to be able to go out and be in public. And granted, inside the restaurants, you know, there were no tables around us because they've pulled out, you know, I think it's only 25% capacity, but it was amazing. You forget how quickly you can become like, accustomed to the new way of life where everything is takeout or you're at home, and then you're back in a restaurant and you feel like you're in a foreign country. Like, it was just, it was so wild. But it was really, really nice, and it was great to be able to go out and, you know, have a martini that someone else makes besides me.
You didn't have to actually work for, which is really nice.
Right.
You're a muckle to shake it up.
It's like, well, why I don't like salad bars. You know, like, when you make your own salad, it's never as good as when, like, it's served to you. It's the same thing with a martini.
Civilized salads and martinis.
Right.
You don't have to do it yourself. No, it is. It's one of those things this year that I think a lot of people understand. So, well, welcome back. Glad you had fun. And did you watch any of the DNC last night?
I did not. We got back last night.
You didn't miss that much. It's kind of boring.
Well, I read a few things this morning, some highlights of it, and yeah, I guess, you know, with the social distancing and I guess the setup, because we didn't have cable, so we didn't, we kind of missed a lot, which was, you know, whatever, it is what it is. But, yeah, I've been seeing different reports that it was done well, considering that, you know, no one's in the room. So everyone's
done for TV. There were some, like, production elements that were off, and I don't think that this is necessarily, I don't mean this to be a political criticism, actually. We talked about it yesterday. I said it's apolitical and bipartisan because it's something the Republicans are going to have to deal with, too.
Yeah.
And that is, without crowds, there is a lack of, there's the lack of the energy and the enthusiasm that really does translate from the room through your television set into your living room when you're watching this. And I think that's, it's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's the fault of, you know, the situation that we're in, that things aren't kind of normal. But I don't know. I watched the first night with my mom, who, you know, is, you know, lined up with you on your side of the aisle, I on my side of the aisle. And we were just talking about how it just feels like it was falling flat a little bit. So I always wonder if it's just me watching it from my own political perspective, but I feel like everybody that I've talked to has just been like, it's, you know, there's certain moments that are still good, but just in general, when you're broadly kind of taking it all in, there's just that, because it just doesn't feel quite the same. The first night, I thought, actually, I watched both nights so far, and there's two more nights, Wednesday night and Thursday night. Tomorrow night, Joe Biden will make his acceptance speech as the nominee. Last night, just to bring you up to speed, if you did miss it, he actually became the official nominee. They did the roll call vote, which my mom reminded me is much more tedious when they do it on the convention floor. But typically, that's one of the things that aren't usually televised by the networks. Mm-hmm. So last night, you had people from every state going up there and casting their votes for either Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, or in most cases, a few votes for each of them as their electoral count kind of, you know, vary throughout the state. So you had everybody from every state going up there and saying, "Hi, I'm from Alaska, home of the wide mouth salmon, and we're happy to cast our vote for." Like, oh my God.
I feel like that sounds like the beginning of every episode of Wheel of Fortune.
And I want to say hi to my two cats. This is what I actually thought it felt like, and it made me laugh because you know my sick mind. And I promise, I'll do the same thing for the Republicans, because it's just, when it's cheesy, it's just cheesy. I felt sort of like night number two of the DNC was like a bad sort of backwards beauty pageant, and I felt like Chuck Schumer was the contestant from New York, because he started off and he's like in front of the Statue of Liberty with this poorly produced video. He's like, "I'm Senator Chuck Schumer from the great state of New York, and this is the Statue of Liberty." I thought, oh, God. Are you asking for world peace, Chuck? Is that what's going to come next? I mean, it was just, and you know, again, it is the symptom, I guess it's the sign of the times, but the ratings have been really, they were really down the first night, and I would imagine after people kind of gave it a chance that first night, that maybe things might pick up on Thursday when Joe Biden speaks, but I don't know.
I heard there was some calamari from Rhode Island.
Yes!
That's some of the things I read early this morning when I woke up, yeah. I'm like,
so
really?
Calamari State, where calamari don't quit. And that's actually what the guy said, calamari don't quit.
Okay. I did not know that Rhode Island was the calamari state, but sure. Who are you telling? I had no idea either. I'm telling you, you learn a lot.
Right.
You learned a lot. It was like, it was informative. But
my husband loves calamari. I'm going to have to ask him, hey, did you know that Rhode Island is a calamari state?
Your next vacation should be Rhode Island. We'll talk about Jill Biden. I think she actually did a good job. She was very effective, I think, for her husband, Joe. That was one of the big, she was the keynote speaker or speaker last night. Also appearing was John Kerry, who, God love him. I feel like he has to be plugged in at night. I don't know. There's just, he's kind of got that robotic feeling, but he was there as well. Colin Powell, actually, a Republican, at least a one-time Republican. He's endorsed Democrats the last four election cycles. He was there. So we'll talk a little bit about that and whether or not that gives a boost to Joe Biden's campaign as the DJV show continues at 16 minutes past the hour.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria just coming back from vacation. And so even though this convention was made for you, Victoria, I'm so disappointed. No, I'm just kidding. Not disappointed at all. I watched, as someone who is not going to vote for Joe Biden, I think I make that pretty clear most days, but I watched it because, number one, I'm a political geek and I'm kind of interested to see how they're doing it in this weird time. It's boring, I'll tell you. It's going to be boring probably for the Republicans as well. Not having that live audience is tough, but I thought maybe, I know everybody was really kind of hung up on what Michelle Obama said on Monday night. I think that she's a good speaker. I took issue with a lot of the things that she said because I think a lot of the stuff she said, half-truths, some of the stuff that she cited that she didn't like about President Trump was actually a direct result of her husband, all of those things politically. But I know she's very popular, and I know people like her. But my point here is, Victoria, interested to know what you think. I actually think that Dr. Jill Biden did more for the Biden campaign than Michelle Obama, who's really gained the most attention because people love her so much and they want to watch her and see what she has to say. I thought in a certain way, like in a low-key way, Jill Biden talking about the personal side of Joe Biden, mm-hmm, I thought was really, really important.
I didn't hear the speech that Jill gave, but
short, like 5 minutes, but it was, yeah, you know, but
I really like
their relationship.
Her. Yeah, and I really like her, and, you know, when she was the, do they say second lady? I hate saying that, but
I know, it sounds so awful, but yeah, she was second lady.
But she's done so much work for veterans, and she and Michelle Obama worked really closely, and Michelle got all the spotlight, obviously, as first lady, you will, but You know, they had a really nice relationship, and I suspect that that has continued. And I like Jill Biden. She's already said, you know, she's a teacher, and she already said if she is the first lady, then she will continue teaching. And she's just not going to give up on that and start, you know, baking cookies. So I love that. I think it's great. I like her a lot.
I thought she was pretty effective for her husband, certainly. All right, we'll have music news and more up ahead. It's the DJV Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The DJV Show. Doug is out. Jay, the Jen, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And this is Billy Porter and Stephen Sills. And as much as the performance on video was kind of goofy at the DNC, the song is really, really good. Poses Billy Porter closed out night one of the Democrats' National Convention Monday with the performance of his take on Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth, accompanied by original songwriter Stephen Stills. Now, I know you didn't get to see because you're on vacation and you got a total pass, but did you get to see this performance at all, Victoria?
I did not, but I heard that Billy Porter nailed it. That's what I was seeing on social media. I'm in the car kind of scrolling through things, and I heard I saw a lot of people posting that Billy Porter did such a great job. So,
it's
interesting.
Really funny. I saw it too, and
they never get televised during the normal convention, but apparently they have a lot of really good artists booked. Like, we were listening to SiriusXM, and they were listing, like, Leon Bridges and Billy Porter, and I don't know who else is lined up for tonight's show, but
John Legend was last night.
It's really cool that they have music, and I didn't even know they ever did that.
It's like a Democrats event. Republicans will have Lee Greenwood singing.
Oh, God, that guy. I feel like they roll that guy out.
I love that song. Watch it. I love that song.
God,
when I cry in my car after 9/11. Every time I hear it, a few tears. But the performance, just, I don't know. Watching it, I thought it was goofy, over the top, and weird, to be honest. I
what
know
was
a lot
the
of
setting
liked
for it.
It? It was like this weird background, and he was like standing to the side. It was just, I don't know. I think he was trying to be artsy. It was just, to me, it was like, I don't know. It was just goofy. But if you close your eyes, which is what I did, the music is great. It was just,
yeah, his voice is sick.
It was kind of goofball. But because of DNC, again, virtual, it was kind of nice to see these little interludes. A couple of people panned some of the music. Obviously, people like John Legend. They like Billy Porter. But on night number one, when it was sort of a slow night, there were a lot of people on Twitter saying, do we need to pep up a slow, calm night number one of a convention with a smooth jazz interlude? Because that seemed to be what they were doing a few times. Working with producer Zach Arnett last September, Porter preserved much of this original song, injecting, obviously you can hear his style of R&B and hip-hop. He said he wanted to honor the original intention while holding on to who and where he came from. At the end of the track, he also ripped on the word change, which of course was part of the statement on Monday and all the way through the DNC. So there you have it. Billy Porter and Stephen Sills, for what it's worth, in 2020. Moving on in music news on the DJV show, with our focus now on Ariana Grande. She's going to perform, Victoria, with Lady Gaga at the MTV VMAs. That's coming up, right?
Yeah, and I love the song that she does with Gaga. That's such a good song from her, Rain On Me, from the new Chromatica, the Gaga album.
Uh-huh.
So it's such a good single. But it'll be fun to see them perform together. They're, you know, obviously two powerhouse vocals. So, and they're both really tiny. Gaga's 5'2", and Ariana's like 4'11". So,
so at least they won't have to worry about looking over each other's head.
Right, right.
This will be Ariana Grande's first performance, right? Since 2018?
I believe it will be, yeah. And so it's going to be her hit was God is a Woman, but it's going to be her fifth performance on the show. And over the years, she's won 5 VMA trophies. She's been nominated 35 times. So it'll be fun to see them together, because they usually get all the nominations. And Chromatica, I don't know if you've heard the album, but it is such a good dance pop album. I listen to it over and over and over. So, so good.
The VMAs are audience-less. They'll be filmed at locations around New York City. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee, picking up the official nod on night two of the party's Democratic National Convention, where Jill Biden, his wife, claimed her husband will help the country unite again.
The heart of this nation still beats with kindness and courage. That's the soul of America Joe Biden is fighting for now.
Among the many other speakers last night were former President Bill Clinton and Colin Powell, a Republican who's supporting Biden's candidacy. The lawyer for a former Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd claims Floyd overdosed on fentanyl. That's the attorney's argument as to why his client's charges should be dropped. Thomas Lane charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Lane's lawyer says Floyd swallowed the drugs during his arrest, contributing to his own death. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump continuing a campaign swing this week, yesterday in Arizona, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Well, at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, President Trump set his sights on vice presidential pick Kamala Harris.
She wants no Second Amendment. She wants to raise your taxes to a level. You'll be paying your government back for a long time. She is not the right pick, but she was my number one draft pick. They asked me that. What do you think? I said, I'm very happy. They thought I was happy. They thought I was happy for him. No, I was happy for me.
The president also claimed that Democratic nominee Joe Biden's immigration plan is the most radical ever put forward by a major party candidate.
A dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South Africa and the Atlantic Ocean growing, according to NASA, which says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station at times. Now, the astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the station's data collection service to lose a couple of hours worth of data every month. That dent is reportedly splitting into two separate dents as it grows, which will end up causing more problems in the future, according to NASA. And the very first male murder hornet in the nation has now been trapped in the state of Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. Victoria's back from vacation, so she's all rested and rejuvenated. Who am I kidding? You want to go back on vacation. I get it. There's never enough.
Way too
I know.
Short. Yeah.
You know what? I wasn't born yesterday. I know that. All right. We start off every half hour with a trending news story. This one from the world of entertainment. And you just said it before we came back. This one is not going away. And it's not.
No.
For usually when the cancel culture kind of rears its claws, it sort of takes it down real fast. And then it goes away. And that's all you see of it. the story about Ellen DeGeneres has been almost this slow trickle. And I said to you, there's blood in the water. So people are, it's like Shark Week at the Ellen DeGeneres show, or maybe Shark Month, where everybody's kind of taking a swipe. So bring us up to speed on, for people who don't know what's going on, and then the latest happenings.
Well, all of these accusations against Ellen, which have really kind of been for the last few months, I don't know that she has handled this well at all. I think that she's handled it really poorly. At first, you know, there was a YouTube star, kind of tracing back how this began. There was a YouTube star, I don't remember the person's name because I don't watch YouTube stars, but it was someone who was a guest on the show. She complained that she was mistreated when she was a guest and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember any specifics that she gave. It didn't really cause that much of a backlash. But then Brad Garrett, who was kind of probably best known for being on Everybody Loves Raymond, he tweeted that that Ellen, the show environment is notorious for mistreating guests and being rude to people, and that there are all these rules that you can't look at Ellen and you can't talk to her and all this stuff. And then Leah Thompson, who, like, where's she been since Marty McFly's mom? So she comes out and she backs Brad Garrett and says, yes, this is true, what he's saying. Everyone knows it in Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. And so it just kind of has been this slow roll since then. And Ellen kind of ignored it at first, and then she issued an initial statement, I think kind of apologizing, but not really, and basically saying she expected everyone to do their jobs and that they didn't, so that the executive producer of her show was going to be fired. And Warner Brothers, this is the part that made me believe that this is true. Warner Brothers owns her show, owns the network. So they came forward and said, we launched an investigation into these claims. And there were a lot of former staffers who said the same thing. They were mistreated, and there was misogyny, and there was sexual harassment and things like that. Not by Ellen, but by this executive producer. And there are three on the show. One is Andy, who, if you watch the show, you know who he is. He's the sort of goofball guy, like average Andy, she calls him, and he does bits and things like that. So he's one of the three. He was not going to be fired. He took a very hard stance in support of Ellen. I don't know who the third producer is. So the one head guy was going to be fired. Andy was staying, and then whoever the third person. Now, apparently, I guess everybody at the top has been replaced. DJ Twitch has been promoted to co-executive producer.
And he complained.
He defended Ellen. Yeah,
he
defended.
Okay. He was one of the complainers.
He sort of is. He defended Ellen initially, and still is, but also said that the environment that was set by the executive producers was toxic. And so he said, you know, legally he can't say more than that, but he defended Ellen and said this wasn't really on her personally. This was on this other executive producer who's pretty much a bad guy. I guess he's been painted that way. So cut to, this story is just not going away. And Ellen the paparazzi caught Ellen having lunch with Kevin Hart. We know when Kevin Hart went through his own cancel moment, Ellen was very much a supporter of Kevin Hart, so now he's returning the favor. But Ellen made a second apology, and she made a video. So the video was sent to all of the staffers, and 220 people work on this show. And she said that she admitted that she wasn't perfect. She said, quote, I'm a multi-layered person, and I try to be the best person I can be, and I try to learn from my mistakes. I'm hearing that some people felt that I wasn't kind or too short with them or too impatient. I apologize to anyone if I've hurt your feelings in any way. And then she said that they're putting in real structures and resources for people so this never happens again. And she said it's extremely important to her. Apparently on this video, she was very emotional seeing everybody. And she described the show staff as her family. And she said that she is committed to making the environment a much better environment. So we'll see where it goes. But I don't know when. I think September 9th is going to be the first episode where she's back. You know, they're filming without an audience right now, and it'll be interesting to see if she just addresses it right away. I think you have to at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, this is, you know, this is crisis mode, and it's not going away. And I think at first she probably dismissed it. Portia, her wife, obviously has supported her and said that, you know, a lot of the stuff is just not true. But then again, you know, when Warner Brothers did the investigation, their statement, and this is going back to what I was saying where I really believed that there's a problem on this show, because Warner Brothers came forward and said, you know, we couldn't really corroborate all of the stories, but we could corroborate some, and that's not okay. And so when Warner Brothers says, you know, there's an issue here, then there's a real issue. So I'm not surprised that they're kind of, you know, rearranging the chairs on the Titanic now at the top of this show, but it'll be interesting to see if it's lost a lot of its luster, not just because of the pandemic and not having an audience, but I think a lot of people maybe are starting to see Ellen in a different way. And, you know,
I just,
when you're the,
you know,
the queen
really
of nice, it's
yeah,
it's
I guess
tough.
I appreciate her more. I actually think I like Ellen more after this story, and I know that sounds really weird. But I always thought it was really phony baloney to show her as just, oh, the nicest woman on television. Because, I don't know, I just... I'm pretty empathetic. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to sound like Doug, where I just feel like I know. I just always had a feeling that there was something else there, and I just wish that people would kind of own it instead of forcing it down, because you really don't make it. And I'm not trying to be mean or sexist. This is for men, too. It is a really tough business. To get to where Ellen is, you have to be really, really tough. And so by necessity, or if that's who you are naturally, you have to have a really tough shell to get there. You just do. You don't make it to Ellen's show by being a goofball and dancing all the time. You don't. You know,
You have to be a business person, too.
You have to be. And yeah. You know, I mean, it's not the easiest thing where you can just go, oh, you're blessed with talent. Walk to the top. There are a lot of talented people. There are a lot of beautiful people. There are a lot of people who are always going to be wanting your position. And so you do have to be tough. And if that's called the B word because maybe she's a woman or whatever it is, I don't know. There are multi facets to people's personalities. And so I always kind of felt like it was a little phony in the way that it was delivered, because I had heard stories also that there were a lot of strict rules on the set of Ellen, that there were some bad experiences for people that I know. She has had this reputation quietly in the shadows. So, you know, and maybe it wouldn't be a big deal if so much wasn't focused on the fact that she was so nice and wonderful all the time, and, you know, because then people are shut up for disappointment. In any case, I was kind of taken aback when I saw that she was firing her whole production staff, at least the people at the top. And I understand if they're part of the problem, that's great. It's probably good to go and bring in fresh blood. But there are a lot of times, and you know it like I do, Victoria, where the person who's actually the one who maybe needs to say, wait a second, maybe I haven't been doing the best job in my leadership role, takes down people right underneath that person to try to make it seem like they're going to make changes. And then you got a lot of people out of work, and it stinks. So hopefully the people that got fired were supposed to get fired on purpose. I'm just surprised. It just goes to show you again, the cancel culture, really the cancel movement. There's nobody off limits. At some point, you cancel, everybody's going to end up canceling themselves, which is why I say let the people decide. If people enjoy watching Ellen and they want to see her do all the stuff that she does, let them watch her. And if people don't like her work environment, they should say something or, you know, move on. Whatever it is. I mean, at some point, we just have to let it filter out the way it will.
Yeah, it does seem like the guy who was the executive producer, and I forget his name now, it does seem like all roads really do lead back to him. All of the sexual harassment complaints, and there were multiple women who came forward with that, they were all aimed at him. It was never aimed at anyone else. I don't, you know... Sometimes it's difficult, and you and I have been in this position in, you know, in radio. We've interviewed a lot of celebrities, and in so many cases, you know, you're warned by the publicist or you're warned by the PR person, you know, don't ask about this and don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And usually when the actual celebrity is sitting in front of you, it's totally not the case. They're really nice. They're really open. They want to talk about things. They want to have fun. And it's the publicist who's really the problem. I'm wondering if it was that executive producer who was on a major power trip. I wonder if he wasn't one of the ones who was setting a lot of those quote-unquote rules. And I wonder if Ellen really even knew what was going on, because in so many cases, the celebrity doesn't necessarily really know what their team is telling other people. And I've had so many examples of that where, like, you know, an artist will come in before I was on the air, I worked in the talent department at Sirius XM. And so like an artist would come in, you know, and there's a rider that's like a mile long and, you know, the green M&Ms and like, you know, all this stuff, you know, separate the green from the blue, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. And then you meet the celebrity, like the actual artist or the band, and they're like as cool and as chill as could be. And then you realize, wait a minute, they don't even know what's on their rider. And
right.
So,
maybe
like,
so. Yeah,
behind the scenes speak for, you know, it's their list of, like, all the stuff that they want to have as a preference or whatever when they're visiting place. And I've heard stories, like, for years about that. Like, you know, artists who are notoriously, quote-unquote, difficult, you know, like, oh, watch out, don't make eye contact. And Madonna's the only one that it's true, because I have worked with Madonna, and she's a nightmare. But that's, other than that, she's the only one that I've ever encountered where it's like, you kind of, you know, you ramp up, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be awful to work with her. And it was. But other than that, every other artist that I thought was going to be really difficult, based on, like, all the rules that came with them from the PR people or the publicist, they end up being, like, as cool and as nice and as chill as you could imagine. And so it's, I don't know. I wonder if Ellen really was checked out and people kept her kind of in the dark, and that she, I wonder how much of this she really knew was going on. Because
yeah.
I don't think she would have really allowed that, especially the sexual harassment stuff. I just can't imagine that she would stand for that.
One thing I will say, and it's something that I've noticed, that the people that, you know, when you're interviewing people, especially people that you like and you respect, I think the industry that has disappointed me most are comedians, because I've had high hopes for a lot of comedians that have come on the air with me, and then it's like pulling teeth, or there's like this level of depression. It's an interesting group of people for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's just par for the course. You know,
well,
there are a lot
of... comedy comes from a dark, dark place.
It comes from a dark place. That's right. And I think maybe that's what made Ellen special, is that it felt very positive from where she was coming from. But, you know, who knows? At the root of everyone, there's, you know, there's that place where you can laugh at yourself, you can pull out things, you can pick at scabs. And it does come from kind of this brooding inward spot. All right. Mm-hmm. So as the DJV show continues, we have TV news, a little more entertainment news. It is 46 minutes past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour on the DJV show, and TV news in the focus. And Victoria, of course, we've got the politics tonight. Tonight, maybe a little bit of interest. Senator Kamala Harris, the vice president, former vice president's pick to become his vice president, will accept the vice presidential nomination on the third night of the convention. Former President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Elizabeth Warren will be featured at the Democrats' convention on night number three. A lot of sports also on the networks. Not a lot to choose from, because you do have that coverage of the DNC convention, but there are a few things going on. America's Got Talent is new tonight. NBC at 8 o'clock. Big Brother is back. That's exciting. CBS at 8 o'clock. And I don't know if you've had a chance to watch it. It's kind of cute. It's a half-hour sitcom called United We Fall. I'm a big fan of Will Sasso. I think he's very funny and kind of likable on TV. And their show, I don't know if it'll get picked up or not, has been one of the only new sitcoms to air this summer. So ABC has United We Fall.
Is he the guy who was on Hot in Cleveland?
I don't remember if he was on there. He was on, I think he came from Mad TV, and he's been on, he was on Blank My Dad Says with William Shatner. He's bald, kind of
like a big
guy.
Kind of guy?
Yeah, I loved Hot in Cleveland. I can't remember if he was on. Maybe he was.
I feel like he played Valerie Bertinelli's
love interest
producer.
Yeah,
and then they
right.
had and like a kind of will they, thing. Won't they? Yeah, yes. I like
You're
him
right.
a lot.
He was.
I think this character seems different, but yeah, it's cute. I want to check it out.
He always plays kind of that likable goofball, and right. So United We Fall. It's cute. It's a distraction for a half an hour in this time of COVID-19. It's a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The fun police run this. Just telling you. All right, Tech Talk time and the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria Keelan is our tech goddess. You can follow the hashtag Tech Talk on all your social media platforms. Victoria, what's going on in tech news today? There's a license plate tracking system. This is creepy.
Isn't this fun, though? More
Love
Big
it.
Brother. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements.
Hey,
super, super fun. And already it's in 700 cities.
So I'm a jack-in-the-box officer. I'll be right back.
Right. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movement of cars in their jurisdiction. This is not something that I think a lot of people realize. But this surveillance company's new initiative wants to expand on those capabilities nationwide. Flock Safety is the name of the company. They make a license plate reader. They announced the Total Analytics Law Officers Network, or it's called Talon.
Yeah, it is.
Do the eagles have large talons?
They'll get you.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite. So the network looks to connect 400 law enforcement agencies using its cameras currently and then allowing agencies to opt in to view camera data from other regions. So the company said it has 700 cities, essentially creating a nationwide camera network for tracking all of the car's movements. They're, as you can imagine, this is a really insane surveillance tool. It raises a lot of privacy concerns. People are driving on public streets. The ACLU has already filed lawsuits back in March of 2019 that essentially showed ICE agents using license plate readers to track people's movements and assessing a database that logs 150 million to 200 million scans a month. That's nuts. So... Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I think, Jen, maybe you weren't here. I think it was 2 weeks ago we talked about Clear Channel, which is the large media company. Their billboards, I don't know if you've driven by a Clear Channel billboard, but as soon as you do, it tracks your movement through your cell phone.
Does it really?
Yeah. And they just launched those billboards in Europe because, you know, Europe has much stricter rules against surveillance. And so now they did a workaround and now they're going to launch over in Europe. But they're here. Anytime you see a billboard and it has the Clear Channel logo, just know that it's pinged your cell phone already. So unless your phone is off, you are now being tracked to the point where once you pass the billboard, it pings your phone, and then it follows you. It follows you into the store. It knows what if you're on your way to Trader Joe's or if you're on your way to, you know, the mechanic. Wherever you're going, it's now tracking you. And
here's
it sells
what I recommend.
That data.
Forget masks. Forget the hazmat suit. Everybody needs to wrap themselves and their cell phone in tinfoil. I think you avoid the pandemic.
Like Elaine Maxwell, right? Did she have a cell phone in tinfoil?
Yeah. Just wrap everything in tinfoil. It
right.
really will help.
Yep.
Gosh, that's great. Big Brother always watching. No privacy anymore. Remember that when you're making good choices, kids. Latest on the SpaceX Starlink satellite launch. They have been launching these satellites into space like crazy. SpaceX setting another flight record in tech news, Victoria.
Yep. So SpaceX, which, as we know, they just had the very successful the Dragon launch that went up to the International Space Station, brought the astronauts back safely. They landed in the water, which was the first water landing, I think, in 40 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So SpaceX has sent another batch of its Starlink broadband satellites on their way to orbit from Florida. They launched on Tuesday, and they also have a few of the Earth-observing satellites, and they made history once again in the process. The Falcon 9 booster that Elon Musk's company used for the ride, they had previously they'd flown three Starlink missions and two commercial satellite deliveries. And this flight will be the sixth one, and it's a new mark for a single orbital rocket. So essentially, Elon Musk wanted to start recycling these rockets, and the Falcon 9 booster has been used multiple times now, which is a great thing because, you know,
so
space
smart.
Junk is real. And it's everywhere. And so Elon Musk has been tweeting about it. He said there were some big milestones coming up. It was the sixth flight of the booster and the 100th mission for SpaceX as a company. So it's kind of cool. They're doing more and more stuff. And essentially what Elon Musk wants to do, these Starlink missions are eventually they will encompass pretty much all of the Earth and will deliver broadband internet to rural areas. And that's what his whole goal really is. So, I think that will probably be realized. It's something that, you know, internet service providers have been woefully lacking in servicing, you know, underdeveloped rural areas. So maybe if we can get satellite internet, it'll be a good
smart
thing for
guy.
Everybody.
Yeah, and even beyond the fact the environmental impact of Elon Musk, the amount of money you save by reusing this stuff is just pretty amazing. All right, Tech Talk. Very good, Victoria Keelan. You can follow the hashtag Tech Talk on Twitter. It's the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.